All right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Wednesday, August 7th of 2024. Looking ahead here, we have a 5-game early MLB slate already underway. And then we also have a 7-game main slate later this evening. And then we have golf teeing off tomorrow. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at Saber Sim. This is a show where we go over how to use the Saber Sim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. So can't say enough good things about the Discord. With that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do the show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. But with that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up here on the screen, and we will jump into our first set of questions here. So let's hop over to the 7-game main slate. Later this evening, we'll use this slate as our demo slate here. And had a few questions in the Discord to get us started today, so it should keep us busy. But if anybody has any questions, now is always a good time to get those in the queue. That way we can get to all the questions before the end of the show. All right. So first question here from CC. And then it looks like we got one from Red Yoda. Yeah, those two to get us started today. So first one here. I've been following the SaberSim bankroll management plan on days like today where there are two slates. Would you recommend A, split bankroll between the early and main slate, only play the main slate, only play the early slate? Those are like options A, B, C, and then D, something else. I understand that typically the sharps are in the early, but with a low stakes approach, does it make sense to completely avoid that? Okay, so the way that, you know, we suggest doing this is the when we wrote the profit plan, we talked about playing 2.5 to 5% of your bankroll on a given day, right? That is across correlated slates. So correlated slates, what that would mean is it would mean if a game is on multiple slates. So because the early is one set of games and because the main slate is a different set of games, those two slates are uncorrelated. So personally, how I would handle this is I would probably go on the low end. I would go like 2.5% on each slate. You know, maybe I'm playing, you know, closer to like 4 to 5% on like a normal day where there's only one slate. But when the slate gets split like this, one, contests usually end up being a little bit smaller. And two, you know, if you're going like 5% on both, you might end up in a situation where you're just like heavily invested on the day. And that doesn't always sometimes feel good. So what I'll do is I will just hang out on the lower side of the spectrum there. So hanging out closer to like 2.5%. And then just play that on each slate since they're uncorrelated. And then I end up with about 5% of my bankroll in action on the day, but then I have it split up across both of those slates. So, you know, that is what I would recommend. And that really ends up being closer to like number A or letter A, where you said split bankroll between the early and the main slate. That is kind of where I would be, like somewhere in that spectrum, but I would do it more along the lines of the way that I described. All right. Question from Red Yoda. When I create my lineups and then I filter out the negative ROI, I end up with the two highest owned pitchers. No matter what I do, I can only get the same two pitchers. I don't want that. I want other pitchers to show up in my lineups to reduce the risk when they do poorly. Is there a rule I need to create? This is kind of a hard one. And it's kind of hard because, you know, you're almost disagreeing with SaberSim. And in this case, you might be better served using a different sorting metric because the builder is saying, hey, you know, the positive ROI lineups have players X, Y, and Z. And, you know, you're kind of saying, okay, but I want to play players A, B, and C. So, you know, when you are in direct opposition of SaberSim, I think that, you know, that's, you know, a point where you got to ask yourself, like, you know, am I heavily convicted about my stance? And if the answer is yes, kind of like the way you're talking about it, like, hey, I want to be more spread out. Well, then maybe you need to turn that filter off, right? Maybe you don't use that filter. Maybe you use a different sorting metric. You know, go and try using SaberScore. So turn off the ROI metric and then go and use SaberScore as your sorting metric. That way you have access to a full pool and you can, you know, have a metric that grades the lineups differently. That is still good. That is still based on contest sims, but not in the same exact way that you were using it previously. And this way you should have access to more pitchers. You can go, you can set min and max exposures as you see fit and, you know, manage your risk appropriately. So, you know, when you're in a situation where you directly oppose the information that you're getting, it might be a time to look at different information. So if you are looking at ROI and you're not liking the lineups you're seeing, go and try a different sorting metric. That would be my best advice. All right. Jabari said, I have a question. Shoot, Jabari. Go for it, man. Drop it here and we will get to it. All right. Let me check Discord again here to see how that's going. So it looks like those were our two questions here to start. We do have the Build Review Show coming up here at 5 p.m. Eastern. We actually have a full docket for today. We have five people already signed up today. So it should be a nice, fun, good show today. So looking forward to that. Check it out if you guys weren't previously planning on checking it out. Should be fun. And we even had Sheets volunteer for us to go over his lineups, you know, playing big volume, high stakes, had a 30K win yesterday over on FanDuel. So he was kind enough to record his process and then, you know, volunteer his name for us to review on stream. So looking forward to diving in and seeing what we could learn from somebody playing, you know, DFS at a very, very high level. All right. So while we wait for Jabari's question here, let's open up a new build here and let's build some lineups. So let's make two small adjustments to projections. Jump over to our settings. I'm going to turn on don't use batters against opposing pitchers. And we're going to kick this off, right? I'm going to go, say we're playing like a 20 max today. So let's say we're playing, you know, the four seamer, right? Going to go add a contest sim. Going to add it twice. I'll do like a self sim format. Notice here, right? Right now the field lineups are low stakes 20 max. That's actually correct, right? Because this contest is 15K prize pool. Remember, if that is 25K or above, then you should move it to flagship. But for now, because the Sharks don't have access to this contest, 15K prize pool, it is okay to leave it at the low stakes 20 max. So small, but yet important nuance there. All right. Looks like these lineups are finishing up here. Going to jump into my contest sim settings and get my self sim set up. So just going to make a small name change. Note self here. Going to change field lineups to build two. I'm going to save that. And we're going to click run. So let's run this contest sim here. And in the meantime, I'm going to move some columns around. Way I can see everything I need to see. So far, so good. And just waiting for this contest sim to wrap up. All right, contest sim is done. Let's go drop some filters here. So show me lineups with ROI greater than zero for both. All right, filters check. You know, very, very small pool at this point. Going to add in some aggregate metrics. So show me the average projection, average ROI of the self-sim, and then minimum ROI of the self-sim as well. So I got my three data points here. And I'm going to start increasing mini uniques. Mini uniques of two. ROI stays pretty similar. Mini uniques of three. So far, so good. Four is fine. Oh, I'm still using SaberScore. My bad. I need to switch this to the self-sim risk-adjusted ROI. I was wondering, I was increasing mini uniques and my ROI was changing. And then my ROI was so low and I was like, man, this is like a low-edge contest. But I had the wrong sorting metric. So all is well now. All right, minis of 5, 58% ROI. Minis of 6, 55. Okay, then we drop about like 10% here. So minis of 6. Pitchers. So our highest batter exposure is like 40%. But the ownership's like 16%, so it's like 2.5x. So see, this is like close, right? I think 6 or 7 are the right number here. You know, you can kind of come in here and spot check some stuff. Like, okay, hey, you know, we're getting a lot of Dodgers. They do have a 5-run, you know, a 5-run total here. When I come into batters and I look out of my highest exposures, you know, 16% Kike, 13% Shohei, right? Like, there's nothing wrong with 6 if I like this, or there's nothing wrong with 7, right? Where I'm just a little bit flatter on these hitters. So instead of, you know, my highest exposure being 40%, it's now 30%, right? So either one of these options is okay. And I kind of like 7 here, you know, just 7 just passes the eye test a little bit better for me. And, you know, sometimes it changes, right? Sometimes I would rather go with 6. Sometimes I'd rather go with 7. I kind of like 6 right now. So I would settle on 6. Got my 20 lineups here. Going to save these to my contest and ready to rock and roll. So that's how I would be building lineups for tonight's main slate. All right, Jabari said, when looking at the Sims, what does the bold white number mean? After the part that says, for example, large slate 10 to 50K, then the bold white number 89.5, what's the bold white number? Okay, so what you're referring to is the SaberScore value of the lineup, right? So say that, you know, I'm in the sorting method dropdown, right? We have all these different SaberScores. So SaberScore is a formula that is grading lineups, right? So I come in here, I see large slate 1K to 10K. So that's telling me which SaberScore it is. Then this number here in white, 86.46, is the SaberScore grade for the lineup, right? And if I scroll to the top, I'm going to see that, you know, the highest SaberScore I see is 90.28, right? So what is happening here is you can go into your SaberScore, you can hover on the right and click this eye icon, and then it will show you the formula being used to come up with the SaberScore number. So this is how we're grading the lineups, right? And it's showing you all the variables, the weights of the variables, how the variables are being graded. So where this comes from, right? It comes from contest backtesting. So before we had contest sims like publicly available, we would use contest sims to create SaberScores. Well, you know, when you compare the two, SaberScore is like the 80-20 because it's still based on contest sims, but it just casts a wider umbrella as to which contests it includes. So like, see, like this is saying large slate 1K to 10K entries. So this does not account for stakes. This does not account for exactly how many entries are in your contest. This does not account for payout structure. And it's grouping all slates, you know, as like a large slate. That would be any slate with more than six games on it, right? So, and then a small slate is a slate with 2 to 5 games. So just, you know, a little bit more all-encompassing, but that is what SaberScore is doing, and that is what the numbers mean. So the higher the number, the better, basically is what you need to know. All right. Good questions there. We did a build demo, answered some questions here in both the Discord and the YouTube chat. So we are all caught up. I will see you guys in about 45 minutes for our build review show. This should be a fun one today. So until then, everyone, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.